Welcome to the Contractor Biz Corner podcast, where we get together to spend time discussing business principles, legal pitfalls, and tax strategies to help you grow your business, protect what you build, keep more of your money, and plan for the eventual exit. Where we're all busy, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thanks for joining us again today here on the Contractor Biz Corner. My name is Joshua Irvine, and I am going to be sharing a few things today about liens. And before you all start jumping up and down, there are various different rules across the country in every state, and sometimes even in different cities and counties, for how to properly file and record and enforce liens. And so this isn't going to be a super in-depth applies in every situation discussion, because those rules are very technical and they change from one place to another. But what this is going to do is overview a little bit about what a lien is, some of the general principles that apply, some of the systems that you should have in your business in order to properly realize income through using this tool that's available to you, and then maybe a little bit about tax and accounting and how some of these things can affect your business finances. So first off, let's talk about what a lien actually is. And there are lots of different kinds of liens. Obviously, most of you listening are going to be thinking about construction liens or material liens, or some states even call them mechanics liens, just generally. But in this context, when we talk about liens, we're talking about you have done a service or provided a material or some type of consulting or planning for the benefit of some future construction or improvement, and you were not paid fully for whatever that service or material or planning was. That's the basics, right? Now, every state and every county, every city is going to have a different process for how to properly enforce and record and serve notice of those kinds of liens. Some states, like Utah, have a kind of a preliminary notice process that they administer through the state construction registry. And so you have to kind of file a preliminary notice when you start a job or within a certain period of days from when you start a job. Some states don't have those rules and can allow you, as long as you have a good faith basis for filing a lien, will allow you to do so at any time during or after even completing a job. And so making sure that you reach out to somebody familiar with the laws in the state where you are doing jobs is going to be super important if you hope to be able to enforce it. Now, one kind of caveat to this, and a lot of my clients have questions about, is the idea of contract claims versus lien claims. Now, those are legal distinctions, but just be aware that we're talking about your lien rights. We're talking about the legal basis that you have to enforce and record and collect on the basis of a lien, and potentially even to foreclose and sell real estate to offset your claims. Now, that should not be confused with the potential rights that you have under a contract. If you have a contract and if there are alleged breaches of that contract, you could have simultaneous and separate legal claims under a contract as under a lien. So just be aware, we're talking about liens today. That doesn't mean you don't have any other rights. And some people that don't want to enforce their lien rights can still enforce their contract rights. So anyway, with that caveat, one thing to bear in mind, as I already kind of implied, that there are very technical, very detailed timelines for when you can and how to properly record liens and enforce liens and send out notice. If you miss those deadlines, a lot of times you lose all of your rights automatically or substantial reduction in what you can claim. So be super important about making sure that you have timelines. This whole idea of the liens and the lien process itself begs the question that we've talked about in prior episodes, where you need to have systems in your business. There are multiple systems that I can think of off the top of my head that are going to be implicated when we're talking about enforcing and following up on liens. One of them is to properly handle your books. The reason why you have to handle your books properly and have a system for doing that is one of the reports that you need to pull from your bookkeeper or from your bookkeeping system is what's called an aging AR report. AR standing for accounts receivable, meaning how much money is owed to you and for how long has it been outstanding? This implies that you have a system for making sure that all of your change orders and all of your bills are properly entered in a timely fashion. The reason why this report, the aging AR report, is important is to help you understand when or if or how or for which accounts you need to pursue potentially enforcing a lien, recording a lien. Those are going to be costs. Now, it may only be a few $100 to file and record a lien and serve it. But like I said before, there are timelines. One of the timelines that a lot of states have is that once you have filed a construction lien of some kind, you have a certain period of time in order to file a lawsuit to foreclose on that construction lien, which is additional cost. So if you know it's going to cost $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 for a lawsuit to foreclose on a lien, then you can use that as part of the analysis to determine whether or not to even go down that road. Some people use construction liens not because they plan to file a lawsuit, but because they're using it as leverage to bring somebody to the table and negotiate a payment or a settlement. But in whatever strategy you decide, if you don't have the aging AR reports, if you don't have current books that are updated and regularly reviewed, you won't be able to look at that. You won't be able to make those decisions. This kind of leads into another area for potential systems being created in your company, and that is systems regarding the collection process in general. Some companies say, if somebody owes me more than $1,000, I will send them a collection letter. If somebody owes me more than $5,000, I will record a construction lien. If somebody owes me more than $25,000, I will file a lawsuit. I'm not saying that those are the numbers you should have, but you should spend some time thinking about what those triggers are and just establish those rules so that in your office or with your legal team or whoever helps you with that, you'll be able to quickly make those decisions and have those systems in place so that you can focus on the rest of your business. And then you need to obviously have a system for recording liens and for monitoring timelines to make sure things are paid. Frankly, we do this for a lot of our clients where, you know, on a monthly basis, we'll reach out and we'll just find out, hey, we've recorded liens 1, 2, and 3. Have you been fully paid on those things? And if they have, great. We take them off our tracker and everything's good. And we usually file what's called a release of the lien. If they've not been paid, then we put them on the next month's follow-up. And we do that for a few months until either it's resolved or the client decides not to pursue it further. Or unfortunately, sometimes we have to then file the lawsuit. So again, there's probably more, but those are some of the ones that come to mind initially. When you are trying to establish the lien process, you need to put in the time and the work to create systems in your business and then to follow those systems so that you don't leave money on the table and leave money in jobs that you're finished with. Another concept as it regards liens, and again, this is going to be a high-level discussion because every state has different rules about this, but some people throw around words like wrongful lien or unenforceable liens, and those are two different things. Every state will define what it means for a lien to be wrongful, and most states distinguish something that's wrongful, which means you have no basis in the law to have filed the lien, from something that's unenforceable, meaning you ultimately didn't follow the right process, or you may not have the documents and the evidence to support the amount that you're claiming in your lien. So those are two different things, and there are often penalties that try to deter individuals and companies from filing liens improperly and without a good, reasonable basis for doing so. And so if you have questions as you're going through this process, make sure that you do have someone that can help you understand what those rules are because in a lot of situations, there can be severe penalties if you do it wrong. Anyway, I've seen this happen before, and it's usually an innocent mistake and can be easily fixed. But just be aware that don't rely on whatever your county or parish or municipal authority is in the recording office. They aren't going to give you legal advice. And so if you have somebody that you know and trust and that does a good job, reach out to them. We've done this across the country for clients in multiple different states to help them know when or if they can record liens. But that's really step one. Knowing how to do it is another step, but knowing when to do it and what you can claim and what evidence you need in order to do so properly is a huge part of that. And the last aspect of liens to keep in mind is most of your companies, most of the companies I work with are what are called cash basis accounting companies. And there's the other kind is called accrual. And the easy way to think about it is the reason why most of us and most companies in the construction space are cash basis is that they only recognize income on their taxes and in their financial statements once they actually receive payment. And so if you do not receive payment, it's not like you get a write-off a loss because you just simply don't recognize the income. Now, this is compared with different kinds of companies that use the accrual method where they receive and recognize income once they've completed a job and submitted an invoice. And so that's when they make this magical money happen. But then they get the offset later to write off a bunch of losses if they ultimately don't collect on that money. To me, that's a little bit complicated, especially in the construction timelines where payment terms may be 30, 60, 90 days out. And most of the time, we don't function in that accrual mindset. So a lot of times when people talk about liens, they say, hey, if I don't collect on this money, if I don't get the money owed, can't I just write it off as a loss? And usually the answer is no. And the reason why it's no is because you didn't recognize the income yet. And until you do, there's nothing to offset that loss. So anyway, this is just kind of, again, super high level primer about liens. But this is an untapped area that you as a business owner can use and can study and can think about how to improve within the company to hopefully try to increase the revenue, to decrease the aging AR report numbers, and overall to put more money in your company's pockets and your pockets as the owner. If you have any questions, reach out. Happy to do a deep dive more specifically about liens in your location and affecting you and your company. Until next time, we will hopefully talk with you soon. That's it for today here at your Contractor Biz Corner. Feel free to reach out anytime to chat about ideas you had from our discussion today. Until next time, remember, we're here to help you build, protect, keep, and exit.